Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host. I have nothing witty to say about you today.
Well, that's okay. I'll be witty for you.
Okay. Got something witty to say about yourself?
No. I don't.
Welcome to All Things Internet, where we just talk about anything I've seen on the internet. Doesn't have to do with the internet, but if I saw it on the internet, it has to do with the internet.
Exactly.
Happy Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day.
So let's, in America, so let's remember those who have fallen for our freedom.
Exactly.
And the family members that have to deal with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. That's, oh, it's also National Hamburger Day.
Oh, the best.
I don't, really?
No. Not really.
No, because to you, I feel a cheeseburger would be better.
Cheeseburger. Well, see, you can say hamburger because I can slap a piece of cheese on anything.
That's what we used to do. Dad used to do that. He'd get 89-cent hamburgers from McDonald's and then, or were they 55 cents?
55 cents.
55 cents.
But when I was a youngster, they were 25 cents and a hamburger was 15.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you imagine going back in time and everything being that cheap again?
Oh.
With the
money you have now.
Yeah, with the money I have now. Yes.
We'd be millionaires.
Woo! Speaking of money, a jury has ordered Samsung to pay Apple $539 million in patent infringement.
Oh.
So I think it's like, I barely read on it, as you do. I'm a really good reporter. But Samsung copied like Apple's like first smartphone ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sued them and they won.
Wow.
But what I'm happy about, listen, I hate Samsung commercials because all it is just hating on Apple.
That's not nice.
Apple's commercials are just being like, hey, look at our product.
Right.
So if I look at the two companies and their marketing schemes, I'd much rather deal with Apple.
I agree with you. You don't need to tear somebody down to build up your product.
Like Verizon, they're like, hey, this is our product. And every other wireless company is like, we're better than Verizon.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, guys, let's, you know, if you have a good product, you should just promote your product.
I agree.
You don't take
it
down
speaks
the other
for itself.
It does.
It does.
And it makes me so angry that their only promotion they do is just hating on another company. So I'm glad Apple won.
Me too.
And yes, I am a proud Apple owner.
I am as well.
I do admit, though, that sometimes their things can be flawed. I'm aware of the situation at hand. Another thing that a federal judge ruled was that Trump is not allowed to block people on Twitter.
But we can block him, right?
Oh, we're allowed to block him. But a politician cannot block someone for a different political view.
What if he just doesn't like him?
No, it doesn't matter because
as a president, he can't block
him. He can't. So basically, he's not. So people are now suing him.
Because he blocked them.
Oh. Because it's against, like, you know, all of the, you know, America's freedoms in this.
Yep.
So as a politician, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, good.
Normal human beings, citizens are allowed to.
Oh, yes. And I do.
Yes.
If you're rude to me or my children,
you get blocked.
Block.
But if I become a politician, I have to unblock everybody.
Okay.
So careful. I'm not going to become a politician. another thing about politics.
Ew.
You know about the kneeling during the national anthem?
Yes.
Okay.
That's old news.
Yes. This is a new thing.
Oh.
The NFL is now going to penalize players for kneeling during the anthem, which I think is a violation of freedom of speech and your right to peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
It is.
They're saying you can either stay in the locker room and not be on the field for the national anthem, but if you're on the field, you must stand.
Hmm.
Which is so, they took Colin Kaepernick originally kneeled to protest police brutality against black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the original thing was.
Okay.
And now everybody got up in arms and made it about how he's protesting the military and the flag. That's not what that was for. But then I saw that Tim Tebow, you know Tim Tebow,
yes,
he was
Tim
a quarterback
Tebow.
That's all mm-hmm. Christian and godly. He once knelt during the national anthem to protest abortion, and no one got mad at him then.
Really?
But the second a black man did it, everyone's up in arms making things up. Mm. But I think this is going to backfire on the NFL. Also, the NFL is a terrible organization. I will say it. I love football. I hate the NFL. If you want to be pro-organization, be like the NBA. They're the best. That's all. That's, I just needed to say that. Something on a lighter note.
Yes.
So, you know Ariana Grande was dating Mac Miller?
Yes.
They broke up?
Yes.
Okay. Then Mac Miller got drunk and crashed his car.
Yes.
And a fan tweeted that it was Ariana's fault and she should have stayed with him because he wrote an album about her. Hmm. And then, did you see this?
I saw her tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, her tweet back was amazing.
It was great.
She's like, so I'm supposed to just stay in a toxic relationship because actually he only wrote one song about me. And the fact that women are supposed to stay in, like, even though it's toxic, is ridiculous. And he had a sobriety problem beforehand. I just loved it. I'm glad she snapped back.
I am too.
And she did it in a very poised way. And then he apologized. And then she accepted the apology. And I was like, this is
maturity.
This is great.
Yeah.
Did you see? Do you know who Millie Bobby Brown is?
Yes, she had a good tweet for her too.
Yes, Ariana's on it. I'm so glad she's back on social media. She was gone for so long.
She was. But that's okay. Everybody needs a break every now and then.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown posted a picture of her and Jacob Sagittarius. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
Because everyone calls them a wrong name. Do you know the kid I'm talking about? People call him Jacob Sagittarius. Jacob.
What? No.
It's like. He was a Musical.ly star, and now he's doing music, and he's got a really big fan base. I've never met him.
They're dating. 12?
Yeah, they're like 12 and 13.
Oh.
So she posted a picture of them on the beach kissing, and right. She was like, Moonlight. And Ari was like, I wasn't allowed to leave the house till I was 20. And I read that to Colleen, and Colleen was like, no, she really wasn't. Then same. If I had posted that picture at 12, I would have been grounded for my entire life.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Ari, just putting people in their place. I love it. Okay, Mom, this is a piece of info for you. I have to pull up a picture. I will tweet the picture on Podcast ATI.
Okay. I need my glasses.
But Christopher, I believe it was.
my Christopher?
Yeah, not your son, but the other one that you know.
Tacoma?
Yeah. I was tagged in this. We were tagged in this. There is an orchid called the Naked Man. And that is because it looks like a naked man. I'm showing my mom a picture. I will tweet this as this podcast goes live.
Cannot be real.
Yeah, hold on. There's one more picture. It is legit. I've never seen something so exact to its name.
Wow.
And it's
that
not grotesque.
Be real.
It's real. I Googled it to make sure it was real. It's the naked man orchid.
Oh, my goodness.
And it straight up just looks like a naked man.
Flowers look like women, so.
There we go.
There's one
the
that
men
looks
had
like
had
a
to
man.
Have one.
They
and I like that it's pink.
There you go.
You know, Matt ordered a pink watering can and it got to the house and I looked at it and I was like, why pink? Because I hate pink. Mm-hmm. And he goes, because it was $20 cheaper than all the other colors. And I was like, oh my God, I love you.
That's great.
I just showed this video to my mom. Apparently this dude in France climbs a 4-story building to save like a toddler that's dangling over the edge of a balcony. And because of his heroicness, France is giving him his French citizenship. I guess he was in the middle of applying for it or trying to get it. And because he did this heroic act of just like completely selfish, putting his life on the line to save a kid.
He scaled that building. That
he scaled
incredible.
It. It was insane. People call him Spider-Man. Like he just basically runs up a 4-story building on the side of it and saves a little boy. I want to know how the little boy got there and where its parents were.
It only takes a second.
I know it does.
It only takes a second, sweetie.
Yeah, I know. They could have been showering, peeing, just in the other room, falling asleep on the couch.
They could have been standing right there watching him, and then all of a sudden,
Yeah. But the fact that no one was on the balcony with the kid.
Yes.
People eventually were on the other side of the balcony, were trying to grab him, but Spider-Man
And then the
got
way
it.
He, Spider-Man.
He just grabbed the kid, just flung him over and was
dang.
Like, nope, you get away from that edge. The strength
amazing.
Of that child to hold on, though.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I was
Spider
The
baby.
Whole thing was just, you guys need to watch the video. It's trending on Twitter right now, so it'll be easy to find. But it was insane to watch. But I love that France is like, you can be one of us.
Yes.
Thank you for that. I just have to mention, everyone and their mother has updated their privacy policy terms and agreements.
Like, and it's annoying, because you have to, okay, what happens if I click agree and I haven't read the 9,000 pages?
No one has read it. But I didn't read on it at all. I just noticed I was getting an email every 4 freaking seconds. And my dad said it's because of the Facebook incident that happened. And then also they're supposed to be easier to read.
Okay, well, they're not.
Because, yeah, I know.
Okay, I have to admit, I didn't even try.
No, same.
Because I know the old ones.
I said, where's the box to push? Yes. I agree. You could be like, okay, if you agree to this, you give us your firstborn. And I'd be like, cool, what?
No.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I know.
But it's getting old. I've seen so many things on Twitter about it. Like, people just open a cereal box. We've updated our privacy policy. What else is new in the news? Oh, Instagram has released a mute button.
Really?
So you can mute people's, so does their pictures don't show up on your feed, or you can mute their stories so they don't show up on your feed, or you can mute both. So you're still following them.
Oh, okay.
So, because a lot of people are on private, so you'd be like, I don't want to unfollow them.
Okay.
Because then I wouldn't be able to see their stuff. Or we're friends, but I don't really like their pictures, so I don't want to see them, but I don't want them to be offended.
Got it.
This is something that should have been implemented a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Twitter's had it forever.
Well, Snapchat.
Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
I don't know. You know, yeah, that's it. My mom wants to say something, but she doesn't.
No, I was confusing it with Snapchat, nobody posts on anymore.
No, I don't.
I stopped looking.
Because everyone stopped posting and everyone stopped looking.
Yeah.
People stopped looking at mine. So I was like, well, I guess I shouldn't post anymore because it's just going to the wind.
Yeah.
So I barely post on there anymore.
Yeah.
I posted by accident, because I was like, oh, I should respond to comments on my last video. So I just clipped on Snapchat and said swipe up, whatever. And then after I posted it, no one was going over to comment on my video. And I was like, come on, some of you have got to care a little bit about this. And I realized I posted it to Snapchat, so no one saw it.
Oh.
And the second I posted it to Instagram, people started commenting and like talking to me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, just really no one looks at Snapchat anymore.
Right. Right.
You know, at the beginning of the year, I thought Twitter would make a huge change that ruined them. I did not expect it to be Snapchat.
Snapchat, yeah. They did.
Twitter's going strong, though. I mean, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Mm-hmm. They haven't done much. But Instagram keeps updating. But I like the mute button. Yeah. Chronological order is not in existence still.
No.
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 That's frustrating.
As
is Facebook, but it's okay.
Facebook?
Not. Wait, is that the one? Yeah, Facebook.
That had their issues?
Yes.
You don't even know what their issues were.
Privacy.
They were like selling our info and like nothing was safe. Still hate those commercials.
Yes.
A lot of people, I think it was Wells Fargo, just did a commercial being like, we're rededicating ourselves to you and we're not giving bonuses for our people to make certain criteria and stuff. And I was like, guys, you're just making it look bad. Yeah. I didn't even know this scandal happened and now you're letting me know what happened.
Okay. I have a question for you, Rachel.
What?
This is an in the news thing. Okay. Do you have an Alexa? Lexus?
What are they called? No.
Alexa. Okay. Did you hear that story?
No, what happened?
Apparently, I'll probably get the story all wrong, but apparently husband and wife were in their house and they were just having normal conversations, talking about ripping up their flooring or something like that. And Alexa was listening because it's always on.
It's always on.
And it recorded that, and it sent it to a random name in their contacts. So on the other side of the state, I think this was in Washington, I'm not sure. But a coworker said, you need to go turn off your Alexas now. And they're like, what? It's like, well, I just got a recording of a conversation. It's been recording you, and it sent me the files.
What?
And she's like, you're lying. You're joking. This is a joke. And he's like, no, you're talking about flooring. And said the things that they were talking
about.
Oh, my
gosh.
She was so freaked out. And how they are explaining it, the company's explaining it, is that it must have heard words that sounded like Alexa record, da-da-da-da.
No, she's always recording. Don't let them fool you. She's always recording.
And send file. And somehow they got that name just from their normal conversations, pulled out certain words and shot it off.
That is so not okay.
Can you just even imagine?
No. Matt and I have been talking about getting something like that. And I'm just like, do you remember when a Carl's Jr. commercial said, We don't have a lot of airtime to tell you about this new bacon blah 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 burger, so we'll just have Google do it. Okay, Google, tell me about this blah 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 burger from Carl's Jr. And they did it so that if you had a Google Play in your house, a Google Home in your house,
no.
it triggered it. And so everyone was up in arms. They're like, wow. How dare you? And then people started freaking out because, you know, anyone could do that. Yep. Like, in any commercials, be like, okay, Google, send all of my social, like, all of my right. info to this person. Right. And then it just does it.
Yeah.
So.
But on the flip side, it also can save lives. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've fallen and you can't yeah. get up. You can say, Alexa, call 911.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If we had an Alexa in right now, she would have just done that.
She would have done that all over the place.
That's right. It's so weird. I think there's one where they used, because she's always recording. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact. She's always recording. They used her recording in like a break-in or something.
Yes. And yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it can be beneficial, but also creepy like that.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Because imagine if you were doing something or talking crap about someone.
Yep.
Imagine you're talking crap about someone.
And then you say their name and then it sends a file. Oh my gosh. Then don't talk crap about people.
Also, that's why.
Or turn off your Alexa then.
Always use code names.
Yes.
in college and high school, mainly college, me and my friend Rachel had code names for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's just how you talked. So no one knew who you were talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have code names for people still. All right. So here's my relatable tweet of the week.
Let's hear it.
Not going to lie, if I wake up at 7:32 and my alarm is set for 7:35, you can bet I will 100% shut my eyes again and sleep for those extra 3 minutes.
Same.
Every time. And you know what? I'm always more tired the second time yes. I wake up. I'm like, I should not have gone back to sleep.
I agree with you.
Every time I go back to sleep.
Yep.
But you want those 3 extra minutes.
You do.
I think I got 4 minutes last night.
You didn't get any sleep last night.
I slept at my mom's last night with Blaze and we got here super late. So he wasn't allowed to go play or do anything. So he decided he was going to go play and do everything. So
in the house.
In the house. Wine at the door.
Wine at the doors.
He's a little butthead. All right. So we're changing up today. Oh, by the way, the only things my mom has on her tray today is her iced tea, her lip balm, and her Altoids. Oh, she has a phone on the other side. I just realized I've been talking very fast.
That's all right.
I just took a breath and I was like, oh. You know, it's because I've been hanging out with JoJo.
Oh.
We had, like, speed talking conversations, like, champ. What is the word? Challenges.
She's a cutie.
She is. Okay, so today, wow, I just started breathing because I started talking
deep
slower.
Deep breath.
My mom's in charge of the games today.
Yes. You're in for a plethora of something.
A plethora? Tell me, hit me, Mom. Hit me
all
with
right.
it.
I'm combining some games. So, and they're okay. all for you, Rach.
That's fine.
All for you.
Okay. I usually torture her. Now she's torturing
all
me.
All right. What can you say to your dog that you should never say to your spouse, partner?
Go away.
Okay. Did you know I just wrote a book?
You did?
I did. What's it titled?
I don't know.
What would you think if I wrote a book?
Oh, if you wrote a book, what would it be titled?
Yeah. What would it be titled?
The Day in the Life of My Chickens.
I thought you'd say that. All right. Here's a good one.
Okay.
What's your food of choice for a food fight?
Oh, for a food fight. Oh, pudding.
But you know, I thought the same thing.
Because you want it to be goopy, but yep. still formable in your hand.
Yeah, and then
just
splats when it
yeah,
hits.
And it's a deep color.
Okay, but you know what? That's kind of like, what's that thing that's all a rage still these days the kids
Slime?
Make?
Slime?
Oh, is that it? Yeah, that's it.
That's all the rage these days. I think it's gone out.
Okay. Maybe that's more watery than pudding. Chocolate
slime
pudding
doesn't
would be great.
Splat. If you throw slime, it holds its shape. That's the thing about slime.
Oh.
Pudding doesn't
Isn't
hold.
Slime like snot?
Yeah.
Okay. Ew.
Have you ever played with slime, mother?
No, I've played with that stuff you stick your finger in, it makes Flarp. A toot sound. Yeah.
Flarp.
Yeah.
Yeah, slime, it's runny, but it like
Well, that stuff
stays
I see
together.
Him dump on people's heads and slime.
Oh, yeah, when you get slimed at Nickelodeon, that's different than when you make your own slime.
Okay, got it. All right. I have a habit.
What is this game called, by the way? Just random questions for Rachel?
That was called Say Anything.
Say Anything.
Questions from Say Anything.
Okay.
Now we're going Never Have I Ever.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
Never have I ever cleaned up by throwing everything in a closet.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, I have.
Oh, no, you're right. I have. in my office closets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just toss it all in there and close it.
It's clean.
Except you kids took all the closet doors off, so now I can't do that. Now
we kids,
everything is clean.
You did. What do you mean? Me as an 8-year-old just got my tool belt on? I mean, I'm sure I did.
No,
but just take down the closet doors?
No, you girls, I did because I put your piano in the closet.
Yeah.
So Colleen would have her own little studio in there. And then Trent decided to take his off.
Yeah.
And they've never got put back on.
I don't have closet doors in my house right now because we took them all off because they were all ugly.
And you made shelves.
And I made shelves. But even in my bedroom, which could clearly have closet doors. But the way my house is situated is that you'd have to have the accordion doors that fold out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just takes away space.
Too much space.
So no closet doors. Everything's open. I got nothing to hide. I color coordinate.
All right. Never have I ever said excuse me when no one's around.
I'm sure I have. I've said sorry to inanimate objects when I run into them. Or I say ow when nothing actually hits me, but something just made a loud noise next to me.
I talk to myself all the time.
I'm constantly talking to myself.
Yes.
Why do you have a timer?
Because the next one you have to answer questions in 5 seconds.
You know, you have a phone.
But I have the questions on the phone. I can't do both.
So you got the timer off the oven that makes the loudest noises on the planet.
Then they'll know.
Okay.
Oh, I lost my paper.
I'm sure I've said excuse me to nothing.
There it is.
I mean, no. Yeah, I talk to myself all the time. I'm sure it was a sarcastic, ugh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes. But I always say I'm talking to my dog.
No, shoes will be left on the floor. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see?
Oh, man. You're where I get it from.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what I need to do? My favorite thing in the world is my dad mentioned that this is my favorite thing in the world. Is just when my mom reads a menu for anything. Oh, pickles. Yes. No. It's my favorite thing that she talks out loud, just deciding what to order. I'm going to record it. It's my favorite.
I think I don't do that out loud.
No, you think you're in your head. You have no idea what's coming out of your mouth. You do it every single time.
I'm sorry.
I find it a hoot.
A hoot?
A hoot.
It's a hoot nanny.
It's a hoot nanny, Mom. It's a hoot nanny.
All right, 5-second game, Rachel.
Oh, dear God. What do I have to do in 5 seconds?
You're naming things.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a competition.
Well, for yourself.
For me. I will beat me.
Name 3 sports that involve jumping. Go.
Basketball, gymnastics, diving.
Diving?
You jump off the thing.
Good job. You did it. All right. I did sports because I thought you would know that one.
Oh, God.
This one.
Oh, God. You're going straight into it. I'm getting nervous.
Name 3 supermodels.
Hailey Klum is one. Me. Miranda Sings.
Oh, that's cute. Heidi Klum, me, Miranda Sings.
Hi, I did some modeling.
You did.
I'm not a supermodel.
Well, you're supermodel to me.
There you go.
Okay, now this one I know you'll know.
Whoa, Rachel Ballinger is a supermodel.
That's true.
Oh, see, I was right. Man,
and she has naked pictures of her.
She has so many naked booby pictures.
I got so worried when you first started coming out on YouTube because I thought people are going to think that naked girl is you.
I was okay with it. She's got good boobs.
Yes, but.
What? They're not mine.
We cover ours.
Yeah. They're covered.
On camera.
I'm wearing so many clothes right now.
All right. Ready? You're going to know this one.
Okay.
Name 3 breeds of dogs.
Beagle, Pitbull, Rottweiler, Shih Tzu, Lab, Golden Retriever.
You did it in 1 second, girl. Okay, one last question.
I love dogs. I couldn't tell you 3 breeds of cats.
Himalayan, Persian, Tabby. There.
I would have gotten Persian, and that's it.
All right. Okay, last one. It's going to be a toughie.
All right.
I'm going to give you extra point time.
Okay.
Let's give you 7 seconds, or maybe 10.
Oh, God, your faith in me is dwindling.
7 seconds. Name 3 bald men. Famous.
Famous? The Rock. Vin Diesel. Oh, no one is bald these days. Trump.
Okay.
You know I'm right.
I thought you were going to say that guy that was on the TV show that was all a rage and he made crystal meth.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Well, I would say that guy who makes crystal meth.
You have to say the name.
Oh, well.
You can't just allude to the person. That guy in that one movie that did that thing with the thing.
You did pretty darn good, Rachel.
Yeah.
That's my game for today.
Man, I crush it.
You did. I'm proud of you.
You don't crush the games when I give them to you.
Nope.
There is so much competition in me.
We have it. We do.
We have a lot of competition.
We do.
For a family that we're all secretly individually competitive,
we
don't get very competitive with each other.
No.
And I think we kind of do that on purpose. Like, Colleen and I know our limits. Like, we won't play certain games.
Right.
We won't do certain things. I have to let go of, like, there are children playing this game. Maybe I shouldn't take it that seriously.
Right. But if we have a game, we've had game nights at my house where it's the guys against the girls or something like that. We have to win.
Oh, we do.
We have to win.
We do win. Yeah. That's what we do. When we the thing is, we get competitive but also break every rule.
Exactly.
The rules have no control over us. Whoever can win by any means necessary wins.
But most of the times we don't.
What is the game where you toss the thing around and you have to get people to guess?
Oh, catcher.
Catchphrase. Yeah. We don't play by the rules. It's just everyone's in a group and just whoever can scream it out wins.
And if we don't like the word, we pass it.
A thousand times. Keep going. It's the best way to do it.
It's fun.
Games, to me, the best games are the ones you accidentally make up on the spot. Mm-hmm. Or fun games that you just redo all the rules to.
Right.
Those are my favorite.
It's just fun. Yeah. Just fun.
I don't like I know why rules exist. I'm a rule follower. But if I'm able to throw the rules out the window, I'm going to.
To your benefit.
To my benefit.
There you go.
All right. So questions for today.
Oh.
Emily asked me, have I seen any other eggs in Sally's nest? If you don't know who Sally is, she was this dove that made a nest in my porch light. And she was there for like a month.
Sad story.
Well, we don't know if it's sad yet. She was there for like a month, hadn't moved. I never saw her leave her nest. And then Matt turned the porch light on by accident.
Bum, bum, bum.
He left it on for about an hour maybe until I saw it. And then the next day, Sally left. I looked. There was an egg. And she has not been back since. So I think he accidentally cooked the egg.
You know what it could have been? It was past the time for the egg to hatch anyway. And she knew that. And so she abandoned the nest.
Yeah.
But let's think that instead.
Well, yeah. Because I just...
Is so it now, what, a 20-watt, 40-watt bulb?
Yes, it's a lot. It's, you know, it's a porch light.
Okay.
It's not super bright.
Yeah.
It was only on for an hour.
Whoops.
I mean, I'm sure the porch light was on when she started making the nest.
That's right. And she thought, ooh, this is a nice warm spot.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's normal for them to leave the nest for like a week or...
No, unless it failure to hatch.
Well, what do I do? Now there's just like a nest with an egg in it.
You take it out. Unless you want that next year, she'll come back.
No, it's so gross. There's so much poop everywhere.
Then take it off and just...
But I don't... What if she's like, hey, I'm going to be right back?
No. If she's gone, she's gone.
Because I see her hanging out on my basketball hoop all the time. So it's like she's stalking the area.
Yeah, but they have to have the mommy sitting on them or the daddy.
All the time?
Yeah, pretty much. They just take like quick little breaks.
Well, I'm very sad. I wanted little birdies to be there. But
Birdie.
Just be one. It's just one.
All right.
Raquel says, apparently if you eat Skittles with your eyes closed, you can't tell what the flavor is because apparently they're all the same flavor.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I'm not. Nope.
I'm vlogging today.
No.
So what's going to happen is my mom and I are going to test this theory because Skittles are vegan.
Okay.
So
I just put a mint in my mouth. How am I going to tell the difference?
We're not doing it right now.
Okay, got it.
We'll do it. I'll post it on my vlog. The vlog will be up Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll do it for the vlog. And we'll see. They taste different.
They're so different.
They're completely different.
I can't eat the purple ones.
I hate the purple. I hate the yellow.
Right. I eat orange and red and that's it.
I like the green.
No.
You mix in a little green every once in a while.
No.
There's no... M&M's all taste the same.
Yes.
M&M's are just chocolate with a candy coating
yes.
that are dyed different. That is... So if you mean M&M's, I agree with you, Raquel. But Skittles...
No, they have fruit flavors.
Yeah, it's like Starburst. They all taste different. The yellows always suck. You know, my friend Michael loves the yellow Starburst. So he would always trade people. He'd be like... Give me three of your yellows and I'll give you one of my other colors. Because he doesn't like the other colors, but everyone hates the yellows. So he'd get more Starburst than everyone else. Because he'd get all like the bad flavor, but it's the best flavor to him. He's weird.
Again, red and orange only.
Red and orange. But if there's a pink anything, pink always wins.
Why? What would pink be?
It's always like strawberry lemonade or something strawberry or pinky. It's pink. Pink anything is delicious.
But you don't like the color.
No.
So you don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
Before you put it in your mouth.
It's not that I hate it. It's just not my favorite color.
Yeah. Your dog is making wild circles in my backyard that has no fence in it now. Oh, somebody asked when my chickens are coming. June 15th, and we're going to be asking for names. So we'll put a picture of the baby chicks, right?
Yes.
Rachel's laughing at me.
She got information.
Well, it was somebody asked. I want them to have the information.
And did her little hands to a point, like Italians talk, the stereotypical Italian.
So be thinking of little chickens' names. There's four of them.
We'll do a contest. The winner gets to pick the name.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sounds good. Michael wants to know, if you and your mom switched lives, what would be the first thing you would do?
If I was you? Oh,
are we switching body or lives? Let's say body. That's more fun.
That means I got your brain. Now I know all the things you have never told me.
That is not what that means. No, when you switch bodies, you keep your original brain. That is always how it is. No, have you seen Freaky Friday? Do you know any movie and any story in any of the Hollywoods, you switch bodies, you do not have the person's thoughts.
I go snowboarding. Because you already know how to do it.
Because I have
younger
the muscle
than
memory.
Me. You've got muscles.
Would you just go for a run?
Yeah.
It hurts me too, just not as much as you.
Yeah.
I have the ability to do it.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to do that again.
I'd go water your plants for you.
Thank you.
That'd be the first thing I do.
It's very therapeutic.
Well, yeah. I have my own little
garden
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know. But I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm mom. Oh, I got to go feed the chickens, do the garden, and then I'll freak out and do other things.
Yeah. And then you'll go, oh, I'm going to remember this when
I'm
58.
Oh, you know what I would do? I'd get rid of all your junk.
I don't have junk anymore.
In your garage. You have all this garage sale stuff that you need to sell.
One more
garage sale. I'd sell it all for you.
Great. Let's do it.
Well, I'm not switching lives with you.
Oh. Then just help me with the garage sale again.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Crystal wants to know how Gwen got into chickens. How did you get into? We all know you have them. You love them. They're a main talking point on this podcast.
They are. Trent got some chickens from his school because they hatched chicken eggs in one of his classes.
I don't know the story.
And he brought them home and they were in the bunny yard.
I remember we've had chickens on and off.
And I hated them. I wouldn't eat their eggs. I thought they were disgusting. They were messy. They were smelly. They were disgusting.
Why did you agree to get chickens then?
I don't know. I think I read on the internet waves.
Did they have internet back then?
We haven't had chickens. We had chickens after we got internet. Remember you helped Dad put up the fence?
No.
And then Christopher helped build the pen?
No.
This is when you guys had already moved out.
I remember I had chickens in the bunny yard.
Mm-hmm. I hated them.
Why?
I don't know why. I just did.
They were cute when they're chicks. I think that's the thing with my mom. Is she gets suckered into the baby animals. And then she wants them. And then they become adults. And she's like, what is this thing? So,
but I love my big chickens.
You love them now. So how did you get back into them?
I think because I got them for me. And they were my babies to raise.
You selfish little.
I know. They were my babies
But how
to
did
raise.
You make the decision to get chickens?
I don't remember.
You just magically were like, oh, you know that thing I've always hated? Let's get some.
Isn't that strange?
You are weird.
And they don't. I think they're adorable now. I like to watch them run.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
hop
love
around.
Your chickens.
And the way they talk to each other.
Yeah.
They have different noises for different things.
I love watching them dig.
I make them fresh greens every day.
They are tiny dinosaurs.
They are tiny
I
dinosaurs.
I think giraffes are dinosaurs. And chickens are baby dinosaurs.
Animals are amazing.
Bit. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking they were dinosaurs the other day with those raptor legs.
Yeah, they've got raptor legs and the way they dig and they run and they jump and they're like,
yeah,
they can't really fly, but they can fly, but they can't.
Oh, they can fly over the fence.
They jump high.
Mm-hmm.
They like, they don't fly
jump.
Though.
They can fly, but I clip their wings.
They can't fly like a dove or an eagle.
No, but they can, if you haven't clipped the wings, they can fly from yard to yard and.
Yeah, they just do really long jumps with their wings helping them stay
their
up
wings
a little
do
bit.
Help.
It's like when in dreams, when you can jump really high.
Isn't that cool?
Or you can kind of fly, but you keep falling.
Oh, I hate that.
That's chicken.
Yeah. Or the power poles get in your way.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Happened?
Or you're like, I know if I just run really fast, I can take off, but then you can't run.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dreams are weird.
I hate dreams with a burning passion. Shh. If I have dreams, I have a terrible day.
If I have a bad dream, I'll wake up.
No, it doesn't matter
mood.
What dream, because then I get so disoriented. I'm like, what happened? Where's going?
Was it real?
Am I awake? Was I asleep? So I hate dreams. They're the worst. You can't. And also, please stop telling me about your dreams, people.
Yo, you don't like that.
I hate that. Because it didn't happen. Yeah. You're just making up a story. That's the equivalent of me just coming in and be like, Mom, so the other day, and I'm telling you a whole story and be like, by the way, everything was a lie. I just told you. That's what it is.
Well, what if they preface it? I had this really awesome dream I want to tell you
no,
about.
No, because it's not awesome. Because it wasn't real.
What if it gave that person a sense of hope or a great idea?
So there are things where my thing is, you can be like, I had a really bad dream last night. It messed me up. I'd be like, yeah, I agree. It probably did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're like, I had a dream that a butterfly landed on a coconut, I'd be like, why are you telling me this make-believe thing that doesn't matter to the world? Because it does not affect anything, because it didn't. It's the same as making up a story.
Well, maybe it affected them. Maybe it meant something to them.
Cool. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Rachel, empathy here.
No, it's just, it bugs me so much. It bugs That's me so okay. much.
I know not to tell you my dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, Colleen will be like, I know you hate this, but, and then she'll tell me, like, a bad dream she had. I'm like, I get that, because it's still, I understand that it still affects the person.
Yeah.
When you have a bad dream, there are times I wake up and I'm like, Matt, you cheated on me in my dream. I know it's a dream. I love you, but I'm just upset about the dream, not you. He just looks at me like I'm crazy, because I am crazy.
Yeah.
Because I hate
You're
dreams.
You're not crazy.
They affect your mood the they next do. Day so much.
They do. It's hard to shake them off sometimes.
And then people are like, I had a dream, and then it's just boring stuff. I mean, Martin Luther King was the only person that's allowed to have a dream in my book.
We can all have dreams.
But I just, it's true, though. Like, if you're just telling someone a random dream, like, Nicolas Cage turned into Samantha something, it doesn't.
Isn't that weird? People turn into people.
Yes, your brain's weird. It's like your brain's high when you're dreaming. You're tripping out of acid when you're asleep.
Ooh, I don't ever want to know what that feels
I
like.
I don't either. It does no, not thank seem you. Fun to me. Not at all. Did you have any questions for today?
No.
Oh.
Well, what'd we do on Memorial Day? Somebody asked.
Yes. I knew you did have a question. So I was
We went to the Santa Barbara Cemetery where Tim's parents are laid to rest. And we watched the Memorial Day service. Yeah. It was quite nice. Usually they have planes fly over, but they didn't.
Oh my God, I knew
time.
You were going to miss it.
It was so funny because I'm waiting for the planes, Comes to the end, and the man who's officiating the whole thing said, and while we were singing that song or praying the prayer or something.
No, singing the song.
Singing a song. They flew over in stealth mode.
Yeah.
That was
why
pretty
didn't
funny.
They just couldn't afford it, or they just didn't have
I don't know.
Accessible?
I have no idea why they didn't do this year. They've done
usually
it every
the Air Force
year before.
Does a little like show for us.
Yeah, and then I'm going to mess up the words, lone man or the lost soldier one. They do a formation and one falls away. Tears come down my face.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I remember when I went, that got me too.
Yeah.
But so that's what we did today.
Yeah.
And now we're here doing a podcast. This is our Memorial Day.
And then planting sunflowers.
We are?
Well, I am.
Oh.
You're welcome to help.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Maybe I will. All right. That's it. Unless you have anything to add.
I don't.
What should we name this podcast? What did we talk about? Mommy's in charge?
Mommy's in charge?
You were in charge of the games. Mom's in charge.
Mom's in charge.
I think it's fine.
That's great.
All right. All right. But that's it for today. I love you guys. Remember, if you have any topics or game suggestions or questions, you can always tweet them at podcast ATI. That's my handle, right? I'm going to look it up just to make sure.
Okay.
Because if I have that wrong, I think it's podcast ATI, right?
And think of chicken names.
Oh, yes. Think of chicken. It's podcast ATI on Twitter. I check it frequently throughout the week. So anyway, that's it. I love you guys. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.